All right. So we're going to have Ed Crespin.
All right.
He's going to do the mic. So, Ed, let's give it over to you.
Okay, this is the Active Blind in Lynn Valleys. We had $208, so the lucky winner is going to get $104 tonight.
I'm ready.
And the last three numbers are going to be 340. 340. Check your number, 340. Somebody has to be here because they didn't put a name on it.
Debbie?
Who's that? Debbie, okay.
We need to take her to Vegas. Debbie Cordero.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Do we have other raffles? Do we have other raffles? Was anyone else doing any other raffles?
Nope, apparently not.
Hearing none, Speaking let me one. Give it over to Mike.
There we go.
Announce resolutions.
Where, Coronado?
No.
Vintage. All right, just a quick reminder.
But the table that won the wine, don't leave until you get your wine.
Maybe, well, I was going to say, or Ed, can he jot the names down?
Ed's gone.
No, all right.
Went to get the hotel
person. All right, then they're bringing it. Good. So skeleton crew, you'll be the last ones here, which is fitting of a skeleton crew. Hospitality is again in Coronado.
No.
It is not again.
Vintage.
No,
that's resolutions. Yeah. Okay.
Resolutions is in Vintage. That's all right. You got me confused.
Yeah. That's because I'm confused.
Resolutions is in Vintage.
Right,
hospitality is in Coronado. And I will just conclude with this. Lest we all get too confident in our own independence, I have made two trips down to Starkville, Mississippi, serving on a task force, their National Rehab Training Center. There is a gentleman who has been to both of those meetings who shall be nameless, but he belongs to the organization that begins with the letter N. In the lobby of this nice little hotel in downtown Starkville, Mississippi, home of the Mississippi State Bulldogs, is a metal replica of a bulldog sitting on top of a table in the lobby of the hotel. At least it was there on our first visit. When this very independent gentleman with a very, very long cane indicated he needed no assistance and did his best imitation of a New York City racewalker and took out the table and the bulldog.
I just wanted to know if his name was Mark or Jim.
Neither. When we returned to Mississippi State this past April, table and bulldog were nowhere to be seen. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you've enjoyed the banquet. Have a good evening, and we'll see you mañana.